Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So great to have Joel Klatt in. Klatt, were you
it's
watching?
It's good to be here.
Were you watching the Oscars last night?
No.
Neither was I.
No.
I don't really watch that stuff anymore.
No, I saw about it this morning, though. I thought our interaction would change all of a sudden. Like, maybe it's time to just, am I going to walk over and just, like, slap you these days? I don't even know. Is that allowed? Some would call that child abuse, since I'm your daddy.
Boom! It's okay. I'm not here. I don't want to start anything. There's a lot of tension in the air in Los Angeles after that.
There was. You could feel it just driving on the highway. It wasn't even just because of the rain.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of tension.
A lot of tension. So our lead college football analyst, Joel Klatt. So let's start with the obvious stuff.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff out there. You played college quarterback. I've watched all these guys play. I was a Kenny Pickett guy over the season. I watched the combine, which I don't take a ton from.
Sure.
I thought Malik Willis looked bigger, stronger. I thought he was good at the mic.
Yep.
So give me your rankings in terms of where you would put him.
Man, this class is hard, and you're going to hear that from everybody. It's like it's hard to rank this QB class. I would lean Pickett still at one in a ranking of the quarterbacks. But, boy, I think, like, in my mind, Willis grows on me every single day. I'm like, you know what? I think he's got the highest upside of all of these guys. Here's my five. Pickett, Willis, Corral, Howell, and then Desmond Ridder my fifth quarterback.
Matt Corral, I like he's an LA kid. I like him more than the other two. I've seen him live. He's got a lively arm.
Very, yeah, very. But so does Willis. And here's – listen, I don't want to compare him directly to like a Justin Herbert or a Josh Allen, but there's those two guys had questions about their NFL readiness coming into the league, right? Everyone remembers. The Oregon fans still just roast me because I said on this show, I think, like, I don't know if I would take Herbert in the first round. Now, in hindsight, what a horrendous take,
right?
Because he's been terrific and is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But there was questions about Allen and his accuracy at Wyoming. And you get the sense, the more I see Malik on tape and the more I see him throw live, the more I'm like, you know what? He's big. He's strong. Yes. He's got a great head on his shoulders. This could work.
Well, this is something scouts talk about. There was always something in scouting. Don't judge a player on his highs. What's his body of work?
Sure.
But what you're seeing increasingly is scouts say, we're going to judge him more on his highs.
Yeah.
Because around sports right now, the ceiling players are getting the money, winning the games, and winning the championships. So, you know, as regular seasons get longer, you can have bad Sundays. What you can't have is a low ceiling.
And what you, I think at least, as I watch football more and more, and I think it's true on the college level, and it's certainly true in the NFL with what we saw in the playoffs this last year, and in particular in the AFC, where you have to go to win is like stratosphere.
Yes.
Right? Like you Burrow. Think about the Bills Chiefs game. Like where you have to go to win, what Kupp and Stafford did in the Super Bowl, what Burrow was able to do in the AFC Championship game, what Mahomes was able to do in the divisional game, even though Allen was also in the stratosphere. Like you gotta go way up there. And I think that's a reason why what you're talking about is correct in terms of you got to be judged more probably on your highs, because can you go there? It's no longer going to be relevant for an NFL decision maker. Like, well, he's stable. You know, we're going to build around him and we're going to be stable. No. You got to go up there and you got to go up there and you've got to be able to be great when your greatest is needed. And I think that's why a guy like Malik Willis is so intriguing in this draft. And I think he'll get selected in the middle of the first round, maybe even close to the top 10, I think. And by the way, the spot that I think is interesting is that Seattle selection. Yes. When you get to that 9 and 10, yeah, they could maybe take like a Derek Stingley or someone like that, a lengthy corner that would bring back kind of yeah. that era of secondary. But that's a good trade down position as well. The Jets could be trading down, and they're like, there's spots where people could jump up and try to go get these QBs.
So is Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan the slam dunk number one pick?
I think so. I think that his level of production and his film would suggest that he's in the running. Then you get him in an interview setting. He knocks it out of the park. He's also athletic and explosive, and he's going to test at a very high level. Then you look at what the Jags did in free agency and signing Scherf, and then also tagging Cam Robinson. It feels like they've solidified, at least in their eyes, the offensive line. So what does that leave? It leaves the other side of the ball, and you go get the best edge rusher in the draft, and that's Aiden Hutchinson. This guy's motor does not stop. He plays every single down as hard as you would possibly find on any given field, and he has the production. He's got the athleticism. He's got the explosiveness. And then one more thing, Colin, I don't think that we can just gloss over this. He's got the mentality as well. You want those high character football guys in your locker room when you're trying to build something like the Jacksonville Jaguars are trying to build, and I think he would fit really well. So yeah, I think he's a surefire number one in this draft.
There's the receivers. Once again, it's a great receiver yep. draft. Green Bay is desperate for wide receivers.
Yep.
So let's put up Klatt's, Chiefs, Packers. I don't think the Chiefs are as desperate. They'll probably draft one. They're not as desperate. So Garrett Wilson, Ohio State's really good. Chris Olave, Ohio State's good. Drake London, who I've seen a ton. I've seen all of them, but Drake London, I've seen every snap.
Yep, he's very good.
Okay, so
Treylon Burks from Arkansas. You got Jahan Dotson, Jameson Williams.
Okay, so
good class.
Okay, I'll throw a comp on Drake London. So he was a basketball player of note too. So he didn't have burner speed, but his ability to go up and get the ball. I don't know if Mike Williams is the right comp, but he's not going to pull away from you a lot. But if you throw the ball up, which increasingly in this league, quarterbacks throw the ball up.
Sure.
Drake London, to me, what do you see?
I love Drake London. I think he could be the first wide receiver taken because of that size, depending on what they feel like they need up there and those teams selecting in the top 10. Garrett Wilson runs terrific routes. I think Olave, his stock is rising, in particular with that blazing 40. But London, specifically to your question, what he does is he offers the ability or the illusion of space when none is there because of his size and his ability to use his body yeah. and create that space and make catches. He's excellent. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Drake London's the first wide receiver off the board. His stock is going up, and it should, because he's an excellent player. I love this whole group. I don't think he'll get down to the Packers, right? So the Packers, I think, what is it, 22 and 28?
Yeah.
And then the Chiefs are at 30.
There's no way, with what is happening in the sport, those guys are around.
No. No, I don't think so either. I think that you're looking at potentially like the Jahan Dotsons from Penn State, excellent player. Maybe Jameson Williams, because of the injury, makes his way down there. I think he'd be an excellent pick. Those are the names that you'd be looking at if you're the Packers down there 22-28.
So the transfer portal is fascinating. So when Nick Saban's the greatest college football coach ever, so his first year at Bama, they lost at home to Louisiana Monroe. So the first year, even Nick Saban, it takes a while. Second year, they go to, the, I think, the Sugar Bowl, get rolled by Utah.
Utah beat them, that's right.
Yeah, and like convincingly.
Remember, Tebow beat that team in the SEC championship game, then they went into the Sugar Bowl and lost both of those games.
Okay, then third year.
They win.
Yeah, and then it started. But he didn't have the transfer portal. So I look at Miami with Cristobal and Lincoln Riley, and I say to myself, well, they're great coaches, right? Maybe not Saban, but they're great coaches, especially Lincoln Riley. This is a big brand. He's not in Alabama. He's at USC.
Correct.
The state has 200 Division I players a year. So what I try to tell my USC friends, defensively, they're a mile from competing for a title. Offensively, they can score. What is realistic? Give me a 2 to 3 year, what is USC going to look like? Because I am fending off Trojan fans who have them going 12-0, and I'm like, they're not,
easy. Yeah,
they're not
yeah.
defensively close to Ohio State, Clemson, Bama, Georgia.
I wish we had the video because you and I, it wasn't on this show, but you and I sat on a pregame desk when Jim Harbaugh's first game at Michigan at Utah. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do.
And we had this discussion. This was the topic of discussion, and it was, well, how quick can Michigan? And I said, I think Jim could be in the top 10, maybe even this year. And you were beside yourself. Yeah, Clot, you cannot be serious. They were. They were in the top 10 at one point that season.
Oh,
100%. 100%.
That really screwed our relationship up early.
That was it. I think that was the divide. That was the fork in the road. That was our Jada Pinkett Smith moment.
Well, let's come back.
I would just say, like, this is, I'm going to say the same thing. I believe that USC could find themselves in the top 10 this season.
That's a lot.
I know it's a lot, but let's just
now the conference,
back into this for a moment, because you talked about a lot of accurate things there. USC, and to a lesser extent, but also included in this is Miami because of their recruiting base.
And
these bases,
these
right?
These are not great conferences. The conferences are down.
It's exactly right. And you've got great natural recruiting bases.
Yes.
You've got history. And now you've got maybe not icons, but really strong head coaches at both of these places. Maybe Lincoln a little stronger than Cristobal, but certainly with Cristobal's history in Miami, being an alum, he fits there. It's perfect. Both of these institutions, these programs, folks, college football fans, are 2 years at minimum away or at maximum away from being in the college football playoff. Like at any given moment, you're that close to the college football playoff if you're USC because of just your recruiting base. Now you bring into the transfer portal what you can do. You've all of a sudden got Caleb Williams. Listen, USC and Utah are the two best teams in the Pac-12 right now. So, yes, I think depending on what happens with the schedule and depending on how quickly Alex Grinch, the new defensive coordinator, can get them up to speed, playing at least just solid or even just okay defense, they could find themselves in the top 10 this season.
Hey, anybody go back to the combine. I don't watch a ton of it.
Okay.
I mean, I watch it, but it's a little, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah.
I despise the whole process, by the way. And you saw evidence of that when David Ojabo, excellent edge rusher from Michigan, tears his Achilles doing glorified, you know, PE class drills.
Okay. But I will say this. Kenneth Walker, that running back from Michigan State, probably got himself drafted a round higher.
Maybe a half round higher at a minimum. I believe that Walker now from Michigan State, excellent player. Love what he did. Highly productive. He runs sub 4.440, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, wow.
Yeah. No, you know? I was like, oh, I mean, we all liked him anyway.
That's exactly right. So I think at latest year, middle of the second, maybe at the top end of the second round now for a Kenneth Walker, which is going to be terrific for him. And then a guy that I think did more for his stock than anybody, maybe even more than Kenneth Walker, Colin, Trayvon Walker from Georgia, the edge rusher. This is not, I think he's in play at two with the Lions.
Wow.
I do. I think that he's in play at three there as well with the Texans. And it's because he's going to be directly compared with Kayvon Thibodeau. And Thibodeau doesn't have the versatility or now the explosiveness of Trayvon Walker. And you look at their production, and it's basically the same. Thibodeau, 7 sacks. Walker, 6 sacks. So you're looking at a guy that's more versatile. He can drop back into coverage if needed. He's 6'5". He's 270. He runs a 4.5 40, like, yeah, ridiculous explosiveness. And you think to yourself, he might be the second edge rusher taken off the board. And I won't be shocked if the Lions put his name in there at number two.
Wow. I will tell you this. It's a draft of a bunch of good players. I think Hutchinson has a chance to be a star. Listen, anytime we say it's a great draft, it isn't. And we overvalue everybody. But I will say this. The best player I saw in college football, the two best players I saw in college football were the kid from Michigan, the edge rusher, and the center for Iowa. So the middle of America.
Look at you coming to Iowa's defense.
I may just go.
Are you just
summer.
Shifting to where, like, you're public enemy number one in Iowa and you're just shifting that down to Norman? Right? Like, all the Oklahoma fans are just after you.
You know, I've been offered several parades to be Grand Marshal in Oklahoma. I've passed on all of them.
If I were you, I would pass on those as well.
All right, Clatt. Let's see. Do I have anything else? It's good to see you.
It's great to see you as well. Now, Alex, it's good to see you.
You put out that tweet earlier that was a little much.
Was it?
Well, something about...
I just didn't know what the new norm was after last night.
Well, first of all, Hollywood, there is no such thing.
That's correct. Apparently, we can just slap people and then receive awards 5 minutes later, or 20 in this case.
The ratings are in. It was the highest rated Oscars in years. There is something about...
Hey, they needed it. They were getting just drubbed by the NFL.
Yeah.
They couldn't sniff the top 100 rated shows in America for the last 5 years.
I will say this. Go watch, I don't know if you're a basketball guy, you're a football guy. You got to watch Winning Time on HBO.
I heard you talking about I do love those types of shows.
Oh, my gosh. John C. Reilly and Quincy Isaiah, who they got for Magic. And I'm so cynical on sports movies.
Okay.
I mean, we all know.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, they nailed the Jerry West guy. Looks like Jerry a little bit. I don't know. I mean, makeup artist.
I don't know. Are any of you like me, like a John C. Reilly? I just can't get Step Brothers out of my head. Yeah. So all I can see is him being like, are we best friends? Yep. You know, and it's like, that's all I'm going to see is he's trying to be Jerry.
But I will say,
right?
The Jerry Bus stuff is credit to taking Jeff Perlman's amazing book. And where there's a lot of conflict in the book, I think people forget, they're all saying, oh, the Jerry West portrayal. The book's full of conflict. The show's full of conflict.
Yeah.
I mean, Magic was struggling with Kareem. Kareem very stoic and aloof. It's fantastic. I'm selling subscriptions for HBO.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you hawking right now? This is amazing.
I watched the first one. I was like, eh. Then 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm like, okay, I'm in.
But again, I see John C. Reilly. All I think about is Prestige Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Get it.
Worldwide.
Wide.
Good seeing you, buddy.
You as well.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Alex with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, I know what I'm watching tonight, Colin, because you've talked about it so many times.
Please
like
do.
Strictly winning time. That's what I'm watching tonight. Well, the Patriots will not have an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator on the coaching staff this season. Head coach Bill Belichick said that he isn't big on titles and doesn't see a need to give anyone a coordinating title. The Patriots didn't have a defensive coordinator last year, and longtime offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels left to become the head coach of the Raiders. Now, Belichick was asked who would call the plays this season, and he responded, "We don't have to call any for a while." Typical Belichick fashion. What's your first reaction? I'm seeing your face right now.
I find the New England offseason befuddling. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. I don't want to say stuff that I keep saying over and over, but I don't know how in God's name you think you can compete in the AFC without a number one receiver, without a number one corner, and stop telling me in Bill we trust. 8 years of proof without Brady, he's a sub 500 coach. Now, I think Bill's great,
yeah,
but he's a defensive coach in an increasingly offensive league. They're just not good enough. I don't see an elite pass rusher, an elite corner, an elite receiver, an elite tight end. I see a bunch of B guys. I still, listen, J.C. Jackson, how are you going to compete in the AFC? You got to have a top corner. You got to have a Jalen Ramsey. You got to have somebody. I'm sure I'll be proven wrong, but it's almost like they're anti-personality and
everything.
That
he doesn't like titles.
That worked much more years ago. It was a much more defensive run oriented league, even 10 years ago, forget 30. It was, I don't get it. It's a big question mark. I'll be proven wrong, but I don't think they're a playoff team this morning.
No,
I do not.
No, very, very interesting what's going on there. I'm sure they'll figure it out at the start of the season.
Yep.
Well, let's move on. Last season, Josh Allen had more carries and rushing yards than any other season in his 4-year career. And Bills coach Sean McDermott is hoping that his quarterback won't have to take off running as much in the future. He said, "We're always trying to evolve. And in this case, with Josh running or the amount of times that we run him, we have to continue to evolve that way and make sure we're doing right by him and doing right by our team. So we're going to keep a close eye on that. But the one thing that will never take away from Josh is his competitive nature and spirit. So He's going to do it when he's going to do it. Now, he had 122 carries for 763 yards last season. He's only the 10th quarterback in history to rush for at least 750 yards.
Prediction. What? They will draft a running back.
Okay.
So they went big on O-line. They have built the defense. They're going to get a top cornerback from injury. They have great safeties. So, and McDermott's a defensive guy. So they'll draft a running back. They went big offensive line last year. That's a developing unit. So I think what you're going to see them, they may go back to the O-line. It's not that I don't like Moss and Singletary. I think their backs are fine. I think they're a little underutilized.
Yeah.
But they're going to go, they watch them go O-line. What they want to do, and it's really smart, they've seen this with Cam and Big Ben, the 6'6 quarterback who has the ability to run, but over the course of a season, a lot of collisions, a lot of injuries. You don't see him now, and then you look up on the odometer, and by year six, not quite the same player.
No.
So I think it's very easy to run him for 700 yards a year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you could get to 1,000 if you committed to it. What they're saying is, we've seen this prototype. We want it to last for 20 years, not 12. I mean, we saw Cam and Big Ben go off a cliff.
Yes.
So what the Bills are telling you is, hey, we watch the league, we watch history, we're respectful of it. So O-line, especially running back, they're going to commit to it. And I think that's the best for the franchise.
Yeah, the final seven games of the season, he averaged 9 carries a game.
Yeah.
It's a lot. All right, well, the Dolphins recently acquired Tyreek Hill from the Chiefs, and new head coach Mike McDaniel knows that he now possesses one of the best all-around weapons in the league. Take a listen. Oh, I will say that the players of dynamic skill set, such as Tyreek, which if there are other players that have his combination of skill, that group is small. There's no real ceiling on in terms of the way that you can evolve with him. And there are certain things that I know myself and the coaching staff haven't even thought of yet that will come on our plate.
Yeah, he's very Cooper Kupp with better speed. You can put him anywhere and he'll deliver. And you know, the good news is, is that Miami has pivoted off defense to an offensive-leaning franchise. Now, I don't think he'll be as productive. We forget this. They went and got Cedric Wilson. They have a top tight end, and they also have Jalen Waddle. So he's not going to come here and get 100 catches because, frankly, he's in a very good defensive division, New England and Buffalo. Even Robert Saul is a defensive guy for the Jets. So I don't think he's going to be as productive as in Kansas City, but he is the ultimate toy. He is the ultimate Cooper Kupp, where I can just use him. He's a dream for an offensive coach. It would be like having, like, J.J. Watt. You could put him on the edge.
Yep.
You could put J.J. Watt for a defensive coach. J.J. Watt was the gift. I could put J.J. Watt anywhere on that defensive front. He wasn't your classic defensive tackle. I could put him there. I could put him on the edge. He would recover fumbles. He would bat down passes. So coaches are, they love versatility.
Yeah.
And so he's the ultimate versatile wideout.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill is a 6-time Pro Bowler in his 6 seasons in the league, a Super Bowl champion. He played with arguably one of the best quarterbacks in Patrick Mahomes. So I think the most important thing for him is going to be sharing his knowledge with Tua. This is what I did with Mahomes. We can do this here.
Yep. Alex for the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Faherty has some good news. Their best-selling Legend sweater shirt back in stock, all new colors. FahertyBrand.com, code HERD20 for 20% off. Today we're going to do the three-word game. Today the AFC, tomorrow the NFC. Three-word game on free agency and the off-season. There's been a lot of moves, and here we go. Let's start with the Chargers. Three-word game for the Los Angeles Chargers. Bolt of lightning. Added Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson, Gerald Everett. They are all in because of Justin Herbert's rookie contract. Khalil Mack, a great run defender, put him opposite of Bosa, who can now not be double-teamed on every snap. That's seen as a pretty safe bet. Plus, J.C. Jackson was one of the great playmaking corners in the NFL. Surprisingly, the Patriots let him go. Raiders, up and Adams, as in wide receiver Devontae Adams. They gave up a first and a second round pick. Now they have to still re-sign Derek Carr. But when you add him with Darren Waller, the tight end, and a great slot receiver in Hunter Renfrow and Derek Carr, who I view as a top 10 to 12 quarterback, guaranteed production. Kid's got a great work ethic, tremendous locker room presence. Love the move. Broncos, Rocky Mountain High. Listen, they've had 11 different starting quarterbacks since Peyton Manning retired. Forget Elway. That's tied for the most in the NFL. An offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. The most underrated signing of the entire offseason is defensive tackle DJ Jones from the Niners. A tremendously disruptive young defensive lineman. Randy Gregory had a half dozen sacks for the Cowboys. So they went and got impact guys in two key areas, quarterback and defensive front. Chiefs, over the hill. All right, they lost Tyreek Hill. But they did bring in Juju Smith-Schuster, who had over 90 catches a couple of years ago as a slot receiver. They brought in MVS Marquise Valdes-Scantling. They brought in a great safety in Justin Reed. And by the way, they lost Honey Badger, but they replaced him. They lost Tyreek Hill. They didn't get equal value, but they have 12 draft picks. They're going to be fine. They won't be as fast on the perimeter. They're going to be just fine. How about Titans? Hold the line. Listen, they're trying to stay healthier, more beat-up team in the league. They went and got offense. They went and got a tackle. They got Robert Woods. They got Austin Hooper. They're just trying to maintain that number one seed. They attacked the offensive side of the ball, which I think we would all acknowledge was the place to go. Colts, buying on Ryan. Third-round pick for Matt Ryan. I'm in. He leads the NFL, believe it or not, in passing yards over the last six NFL seasons. I bet you didn't know that. Jags. Hey, big spender. $175 million. Overpaid for Christian Kirk. Like him, don't love him. Wild spending. By the way, in the history of free agency, you know who spent the most money? Jacksonville. Hasn't paid off. Texans. Huge ton of doubt. Hey, they're rebuilding. Second-year quarterback Davis Mills. Now, he did lead all rookies with four 300-yard games. Stanford kid who was hurt in college. I don't know. They got a bunch of picks. Let's watch it for a year and see what they do. I don't know. I don't have a strong opinion other than I like when young quarterbacks are given opportunities. Let's cross our fingers with him. Steelers, welcome to Mitchburg. Mitch Trubisky. He also gets an upgraded offensive line, a star at running back and tight end that are young and not yet being paid a lot. Their salaries are mostly on the defensive side. So they're not going to ask Mitch Trubisky to win shootouts. Can he run the offense, be athletic, not make mistakes? Absolutely. Browns, Baker out, Watson. Deshaun Watson. Now, he's going to face a suspension, likely 6 to 8 games. They guaranteed all the money. The expectations are huge. I have my doubts about the big picture success, but he is a remarkable talent, and they'll be better offensively. Question is, with what you're paying him, how long can you keep Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb? How long can you keep some of your offensive linemen? Bengals, changing their stripes. Very tepid, very conservative franchise. Upgraded big time on the offensive line. I love these moves. They're not being discussed. I love what they did. Lyle Collins, right tackle, upgrade. Two guards, Ted Karras, Alex Kappa, upgrades. I thought they did a great job. A couple years ago, they upgraded on the defensive side. It paid off. They had a very good pass rush this year. So Cincinnati's on the way up. Ravens, Baltimore, or less? Hey, they signed a number one safety, Marcus Williams, and they had the worst pass defense in the league. Truth is, if they can stay healthy, they'll be better. Tennessee and Baltimore fell apart last year. San Francisco did 2 years ago. They can't be that unlucky this year. Bills. Vaughn the move. Vaughn Miller. 6 years. $120 million. More than I would have wanted to pay. But they're going to have the lead in most big games. And he is a great closer. I like it. Patriots. Thanks for nothing. Mac Jones. His leading receiver is Jacoby Myers. I don't get it. I'm flummoxed. I know they spent money last year, but I don't get it. Jets, no flight plan. Listen, they missed out on Tyreek Hill. Elijah Moore, Braxton Berrios are their receivers. That just doesn't feel good enough to me. I have my doubts about the franchise going forward. That's all I'll say. And Dolphins, South Beach surge. Listen, it's a make or break year for Tua. Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Cedric Wilson. They upgraded at running back with Chase Edmonds. Mike Gesicki, the tight end, an extension. Say what you want. They have moved and pivoted quickly to offense. New offensive coach. I'm excited. We'll see how it works. Tired of waiting around for hot water? Go to Navien. Local rebates, too. Navien with tanklessmadesimple.com. Good show today. Albert Burr, Antoine Walker, Joel Klatt, Alexi Lawless. World Cup, baby. It's getting close. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.